Chapter 5. Upward and Onward to Alto Terre. As she touched her hooves upon the steep pine needle and dew-covered ground, Daring Do felt her chest tighten. Since she flew all the time, the Pegasus was no stranger to high altitudes, but the air here in the Unicorn Mountain range felt especially thin. Instantly, the story sprang to mind of how an ancient unicorn clan had cast a spell on the area. It was said that the Carhawks loved the beautiful mountains and had done everything in their powers to keep it pure and untouched by other pony hooves. They didn't want to share it with any pony, and to this day the area was mostly uninhabited. Or maybe Daring Do was just tired and out of breath, and it wasn't the curse of the Carhawks at all. She searched her bag for a piece of gum and popped it into her mouth. Within a few seconds, her ears depressurized and her breathing returned to normal. Once she could breathe, the majestic scene around her took hold of her senses. A thick grove of slanted green trees reached up toward the sky. It smelled fresh and piney. The soft terrain below was littered with rocky patches that would serve as excellent hoofholds on her climb. Everything was moist and chilly, like the last snow of the season had finally melted, allowing the emerald hues to take over once more and make way for more moderate temperatures. The last moments before summer. Looking out to the rest of the Unicorn Range in the distance, Daring Do felt that the mountains seemed at once near and very far away, their colours fading into hazy, pastel versions of the one on which she stood. Daring Do took a long, deep breath. She let her eyes drink in the beauty of the sights and her tired body relax into the atmospheric change. She almost wanted to camp here for a day or two, but there was no time for leisure. A narrow, winding path in the distance signalled the way to civilization. It was difficult to read the small wooden sign in the shape of an arrow, but she knew what it said. The only town for miles was Alto Terre, a place that was so rarely visited that little could be found about it in her books. As Daring Do began the climb to her fate, she was grateful to feel the solid ground under her hooves and to rest her fatigued wings against her back for a while. A few hours on the incline and several apple biscuits later, Daring Do had reached the village. The picturesque settlement was just as Brumby had described in his last letter to Ravenhoof, which Daring Do had burned in her mind after studying it so many times. Alto Terre is a unicorn settlement near the peak of Mount Monoceros. It somehow manages to be quaint and tremendous at the same time. A small, bustling city with impressive cottages and a marketplace. The best part is that it's cut off from the rest of the world. Since I am no longer fit to explore, I think I'll stay here in isolation, he'd written. It's for the best.
There were about 100 multi-storied white cottages with brown roofs precariously built on the sloping mountainside. They faced in every direction, but in some sort of considered pattern, like crooked teeth in a dragon's jaw. Daring Do marvelled at the arrangement. It was a wonder that any pony could get up here in the first place, let alone construct such sturdy buildings at such a drastic angle. It must have taken quite a lot of complicated unicorn magic and many centuries to achieve. Judging by the thick patches of ivy crawling up the sides and the rusted window panes on the buildings, this was a very old town. As she trotted up the last stretch of path before entering Alto Terre, Daring thought of the last few lines of Brumby's letter, and a shiver went up her spine.
Don't try to find me. I wish to be left alone now, to make a new life and forget all that has transpired before. It's the only way.
It was a mystery whether Brumby Cloverpatch still wished to be left alone, but Daring's guess was that he did. No pony had heard from him since. Even A.B. Ravenhoof, his old contemporary and friend, had honoured his wishes after all these years, claiming that Brumby was not a pony one wanted to cross. If he wanted to be found, he would. This made Daring Do want to talk to him even more. What catastrophic event could have occurred in Cirrostrata to make him give up his love for adventure? Would the same thing happen to her once she found the invisible cloud city? It was all so intriguing. There was only one way to find out, and it was hiding in one of those buildings.